Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and smashing that thumbs up. Download your favorite scary story and listen to me wherever you may dwell on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. Now, submitted for the approval of the Dark Forest, I call this story The Tale of Reflections from the Highway. Driving is easily the most boring part of my job. I work as a salesman for an all-in-one printer company. Business has been slow the past few years, with the rise of personal printers. But our loyal customer base has really helped us get through these troubling times. This is why I was at Garrison & Marcos, attorney at law, that day. I've been trying to sell them on the latest color all-in-one to replace their model, which was a few years old. They had sent me back to the office with a, "We'll think about it," and I had started my 4-hour drive back to the office. That's how I came to be on the highway behind the truck in the first place. The sun was setting when I had left the law firm, and by the time I had gotten on the highway, it was already dark. I mingled with the other cars as we merged in with the big rigs that made the interstate their home. I was behind a particularly large 18-wheeler when I first noticed the thing. It started as a reflection. Have you ever noticed how an animal's eye will reflect the light? Well, it was like that. I was sitting behind him with my low beams on when I noticed the sparkle from underneath the trailer. It was 3 or small reflective points, and my mind just sort of obsessed over it. What could possibly be making those reflections? Some kind of axle? Or maybe something ornamental that the driver had stuck under his truck? It probably seems silly to obsess over something like that, as you sit here listening to my story, but when you're stuck in traffic out on the interstate, your mind searches for all sorts of things to occupy your time. Whatever it was about midway between the front wheels and the back wheels, too far under the truck for me to really make it out. I didn't think it was alive or anything, but it was a fun little mystery. I was stuck in gridlock. Some wreck up the way had brought us to a halt, and I adjusted the radio in my beat-up car they gave the salesman to drive. I found my eyes returning to that thing once again and again. My brain just wouldn't leave it alone, and I began to create reasons for the thing being under there. Maybe it was for stability. Maybe it was something he had put under there so people didn't hit the back of the trailer in the middle of the night. Maybe it was just one of those stupid things people often hook to their trucks just because they can. Whatever it was, my mind had decided to obsess over it. I was watching it when my cell phone rang, and as I fished it out of my pocket, I found my eyes rising to see the thing as I said hello. "So?" my boss asked. "Can we go ahead and put them down for 1 or 2 more printers?" They said they would think about it, but they also said that there was nothing wrong with their current printer, so I wouldn't expect to see an order from them. He sighed. "Damn. I was really counting on offloading a couple of these to the firm. Did you tell them about all the added features?" "Of course I did, sir." And I was about to tell him that I was no rookie salesman when I looked up and I almost dropped my phone. The thing I had been focused on for the last 20 miles had moved. It was Substal, but when you had been staring at it for as long as I had, you'd notice these things. The thin fiber filaments had shifted somehow, and the pattern had changed. I was almost sure of it. I could hear my boss asking if I was still there, and I assured him that I was. I told him that I would be back in the office in a few hours, and he told me just to head home. I could return to my reports tomorrow. Sounds like you could use the sleep. You're sounding a little jittery. I thanked him, and I told him I'd see him tomorrow before hanging up the phone and looking back at the thing under that truck. I could also see six services reflecting back at me now instead of the four I had seen a moment ago. They looked even more like eyes. Whatever wreck there was up ahead, they must have cleared it out of the way. We were suddenly moving along at a brisk pace again, and I was glad for the shift in speed. My mind was suddenly turned to what was likely some kind of ornament into something dangerous, and I really wanted to be far from behind this truck. There was no chance of getting around him, though. The traffic was still pretty tight, and I was pretty well trapped behind this 18-wheeler and the 18-wheeler behind me. So, for the next 2 hours, we drove. The most nerve-wracking 2 hours of my life. The longer we drove, the more I convinced myself that it was no optical illusion. Whatever was under there was definitely moving, and it had quite a few legs that I could see. It was using two of the thinner ones to hold itself underneath the truck, and the other six or eight or even 10 legs were anchored into the truck itself. What was worse were those all two reflective surfaces I still thought as of eyes. They stared straight at me the whole time, and I began to believe that it knew I could see it. I shook my head the first time I thought this. I was tired and I had too much coffee. I must be seeing things. These were the excuses that ran around and around inside my head, like a dog chasing its tail. I didn't want to believe that I was stuck behind a truck carrying a very different sort of cargo. I wanted to believe that I was just seeing things, that I was making things up to pass the time. That sort of delusion only lasted until the thing started moving closer. You see, the longer I watched it, the longer it watched me. I don't know if it knew that I could see it, but it didn't seem to like the level of scrutiny that I was giving it. It sat midway between the cab, watching me like a predator watching its prey. The longer it went on, the less safe I felt inside my car. Something that big could surely get in through a window or break a windshield, and I would have nowhere to go in this gridlock. But I was trying to be rational, trying to be realistic. There was no way that whatever it was alive. It was a trick of the light. It was just my mind playing tricks on me. When I finally got home, safe behind the door of my apartment, I would laugh about how silly I had been and feel really stupid. I was a grown man behind the wheel of his car, jumping at shadows. I began to use this idea as a security blanket, wrapping myself in it, so I didn't just go crazy right there behind the wheel of my car. That was when it moved. The reflective eyes shifted suddenly. I didn't mean that they went out like a blank. I mean, they shifted. 1 minute I was looking at it, and the next, it was sliding beneath the underside of the trailer. Suddenly, those eyes came closer. They were less than 10 feet from my car now, peering from under the trailer at me as I tried to maintain my speed. I know how that sounds, but it's the truth. Whatever it was had finally gotten tired of being watched, and it decided to get a closer look. I felt a sudden stirring of primal fear. This must have been what early man had felt when it encountered something it didn't understand. When it saw the long teeth and heard the growl of some unknown predator. When it saw the all too intelligent eyes of an animal that was a little too human reflected into the darkness. When it came to realize that the safety of its cave would also be a trap, I imagine that it felt just as hopeless as I did now. hopeless, but intent on living too. I tried again to convince myself that I was being silly. This was nothing more than a trick of the light. It was just some errant spiderweb under the cab that my headlights were catching, that had now come loose and was presenting itself as some sort of boogeyman for me to be afraid of. I suddenly knew how to eliminate this fear. I would flip my high beams on. High beams would show me the underside of the truck, and I could see what the source of all this fear was. I reached for the switch, my hands much less steady than I thought they should be, and wrapped my fingers around the knob. For a moment, I couldn't bring myself to turn the switch. Did I really want to know? Did I really want this thing to know that I knew? Once the monster in the closet knows that you know it's there, does it have any choice but to eat you? I shook my head and flipped the lights on. I know now that I shouldn't have done that. What was under the cab was no spiderweb, but it was the monster I had feared it was. It was a spider, a spider the size of a large dog. It was easily 4, maybe 4.5 feet tall, and was hunkered beneath the trailer's cluster of wheels. It looked at me upside down with its legs clinging to the metal, its fangs dripping some translucent liquid and clicking together very fast. It made a high, angry sound that I could hear from behind my closed windows, and the look it gave me on its far too expressive face was terrifying. My brain seemed to give me a chance between fight or flight, and in my cowardness, I chose flight. I pulled around the truck, pulling on to the soft shoulder of the road, and drove around it, and in the line of angry cars. Fortunately, there was no police officers in that line. There was an exit ramp not too terribly far from the truck as well, and I whipped onto the ramp and pulled away from the highway and into a small gas station about a mile later. It took me nearly 30 minutes to make my breathing regular, expecting that spider creature to attack my car any minute. When I had control of myself again, I drove home. It took an extra hour, but I took side roads and backways the whole way. So often in these stories, there is a moment of horror that comes afterwards. Some accident, a truck found abandoned on the side of the road, a dead body in a truck stop. But there was none of that for me. I never heard a news report alluding to anything strange or anything out of the ordinary. I could almost forget about it, until I close my eyes and see those far too expressive eyes looking at me, as the high beams pin it to the underside in their lights. I take back roads whenever I travel now, avoiding the highways at all costs. I avoid big rigs as well. I don't want to see anything like that again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, Finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.